9:04 is the time on this March 20th. Good morning. I'm Jim O'Hara with news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. Democratic President Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump won their Illinois primaries yesterday, but showed possible weaknesses.
With only nominal opposition, there never was any doubt that Biden and Trump would win their respective primaries here. Yet, there were possible signs of trouble for both. In Chicago and suburban Cook County, for example, nearly 100,000 voters cast Democratic ballots but didn't choose Biden for president. And in vote-rich DuPage County, nearly 30% of Republican voters cast ballots for Trump rivals no longer in the race. The lopsided wins that Biden and Trump scored in Illinois come after each candidate last week secured enough delegates for their party's nominations. This is Dave McKinney.
Republican Joe McGraw will face freshman first-term Democratic Congressman Eric Sorensen in the 17th Congressional District in November. Republicans backed McGraw, who is a retired judge, over farmer Scott Kroll. McGraw had a huge cash advantage over Kroll as well. WVIK Quad Cities weather, strong winds and low relative humidity today will combine for an elevated fire danger risk. Burning is discouraged. Sunshine today, high near 42 with gusty winds. Overnight cloudy, low around 26. For Thursday, partly sunny, up to 46. Rain is possible Thursday night and is even more likely on Friday. On Think, situations arise when we need to speak up, but doing so can feel out of character for some of us. How to voice an opinion even when it's uncomfortable, and how you can advocate for yourself and others. That's on Think at noon today here on WVIK. This is Jim O'Hara, WVIK News.